Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the grounds of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your 10 stripes buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker's Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Very, very happy to be with you on this Tuesday, this football Tuesday, for the next hour. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Going to have Doug Deacon here from the Browns Radio Network, from the roundtable that we assemble on this show regularly, usually during the regular season. But in the off season, we take pieces of the roundtable and put them around the table. The table's still round, but it just doesn't have all of us there. So Doug will be here. And Doug will break down a lot. We're going to talk about the signing of DeQuell Jackson yesterday. Still a big story, the biggest offseason story for the Browns so far, to that contract extension, that multi-year deal that should keep him a Brown, as he puts it, to the end of his career. We're also going to visit with Albert Breer from NFL Network. This is an interview from the Combine in Indianapolis. Good stuff from there that I want you to hear, because he talks about the draft, addresses RG3, the storylines of the draft and of the combine, especially as it leads to the draft, and free agency, some of the financials of what we're going to be talking about when that commences next month. March 13th is when the free agency period begins. So we'll have Albert Breer, the sound from that from Indianapolis, as the combine, by the way, wraps up today. Yeah, all done today in Indianapolis, finally. That began last week in earnest last Thursday. Yours truly there for several days. We broadcasted shows, a couple of them from there. And now we are, we're back in Berea, and we're doing what we usually do, which is this show and giving you a lot of, this will be the kind of the theme as we head toward, as we move closer to the draft, as we move toward free agency. This is really when the business season of the offseason takes hold, and there will be news to bring forth, or analysis, or both. And a lot of analysis, because we got a whole lot of players that we can be talking about as we go forward. And the process of getting these players, I think, is just as interesting. And that's what a lot of these shows will be devoted to in the coming weeks and months. You ask me questions via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and I answer them. Well, not all of them, but I answer as many of them as I can, the good ones. And a lot of you send in good ones, like Bill, via Facebook. Are the Browns all in to get RG3? If not, why? Great question, Bill, because first, I believe this organization, this team, would have to be all in to pursue him, because it would require likely some sort of movement from four to get to the spot that so many project he will be. That's number two overall. And again, that's not in stone anywhere. This is just speculation or just supposition, but it's the conversation. And to answer your question, I don't know that the organization, that Mike Holmgren, that Tom Heckert especially, or Pat Shurmur, have decided that this is the only way, the way this team will go. But I do think it's being given serious consideration top to bottom. It wouldn't shock me if it happened at all, because I think he's that kind of a rare talent that you, when you have a chance, if you have a chance to get, you pursue. But how they pursue it, what it will take to get there, the competition, the marketplace, and with other teams looking at possibly doing the same thing, those are all factors. So to say here, to even tell you, yep, they're all in and they're determined to do it, that still might not mean anything if you can't get to the spot that needs to be, that you need to get, or at least the price to do so is so outrageous, so unreasonable, that it can set you back in other areas, because you're pouring so many picks possibly into one player. That's the magic here, is the magic, the key to the answer. I don't know if it's magic, but it's the answer to the question, is how much, what will it cost in picks? Not salary, that'll be slotted according to the rookie wage scale, but how much in picks? Jason, do you think, this is via Facebook, do you think that there are any impact defensive backs for the Browns? We need someone opposite Joe Haden. Well, the obvious answer here, Jason, is Morris Claiborne from LSU. Super talented guy, I think, at that position. Probably the best corner in this draft, to be sure. And a guy who would go in the upper tier of the draft. And he's an option, I think, if the Browns stay put at number four and, say, a Robert Griffin isn't there, Robert Griffin III isn't there for them to think about or put against. What's the need versus the, and the need is absolutely there at corner. And corners are rare and hard to find. And if you pass up a Morris Claiborne in the upper tier of the draft, if you had a chance to get him, I don't think you have a chance to get anybody similar to that, at least based on his talent in the latter portion. But I don't rule out the ability to get a corner, if they don't get this guy, to get a corner, another corner, at a latter portion of the draft. Brian, via Facebook, why don't you guys get Matt Flynn? He only played two games, so how do you know he could hold up for a full season? So I love the way Brian worded this. Why don't you guys get Matt Flynn? And then he points out the negative. He only played two games. How do you know he could hold up for a full season? And it's a great contrast because, Brian, that is the dilemma in assessing Matt Flynn. What are you getting? Are you getting a guy? Are you getting that guy who was so outstanding in that season finale for the Packers last year? Are you getting a guy that Mike McCarthy, the head coach, is willing to tell anyone publicly, told me this at the Combine, is ready for the starting spot? But even at that, holding up for a full season is the key, is the operative point, and it's a great part of your question. Can he, you know, can he sustain this over 16 games? It's a lot of games. It's a lot of games. And for someone who isn't used to doing it and hasn't done it yet really as a pro, you know, you can say he's been around it and he's learned, but until he does it, you don't know. And that's the gamble, and it's a big gamble in free agency. We're going to talk about some of that free agency stuff, by the way, with Albert Breer a little later in the show. But coming up in a couple of minutes, the first of two segments. Got to have two. This is so big, this conversation with Doug Deacon. Got to do it over two segments. Is coming your way on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done either. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust. in your hands. Exclusion supply. See store for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Do you want a smarter and safer home? Then protect your family with an Alarm Force home alarm and an Alarm Force video relay. The Alarm Force video relay lets you see and speak with whoever's there through your cell phone. Full video and live-to-way voice together. Get an Alarm Force video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Everyone's doing it. They're taking the Conrad's Challenge and getting the best price on their new tires. Right now, get up to $160 rebate on select sets of four Goodyear Dunlop tires when purchased with your Goodyear credit card. If you want to pay less for tires, then take the Conrad's Challenge.
Crestmont Hyundai has Northeast Ohio's largest selection of new and used cars. All new Hyundais come with America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance to give you the confidence you need when buying a new car. For your next car, get to CrestmontHyundai.com.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, you can meet Browns players Greg Little and Alex Mack at the Ford display at the Cleveland Auto Show tomorrow, Wednesday, February 29th. Both will be signing autographs from 6 to 7:30 p.m. In addition, Browns head coach Pat Shurmur will be at the Ford display on Thursday, March 1st, from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. Ford is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, and we are proud to bring you the first of our two segments, Sitting Down with Doug Deacon. It's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're very pleased to be joined right now by Doug Deacon, who, of course, is a regular part of our roundtable and a guy who is, I know, enjoyed himself a little bit this offseason playing some golf. How's that going?
It's going good. Got one trip down, got another one coming on Monday, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking very tan, by the way, as you were in this. I know you haven't been around Ohio a lot in this studio being so tan. But anyway, Doug, I want to start with DeQuell Jackson. He gets that contract extension, and really it's a deal that, of course, makes perfect sense because he was an outstanding player, performed so well last season after missing those previous 2 years with injuries. But it's also a great thing to see for one of the real good guys on this football team.
Yeah, not only is he an outstanding player, he's an outstanding person, and he's a guy that gives back to the community. He's a guy that is a good guy in the locker room. He's a guy that you can count on. He's almost like a player coach out there. He works very hard at it, and he's gone through some frustrating times for a couple years not being able to play, then coming back and, you know, having a great season, a Pro Bowl-type season. And I think, you know, sometimes when players don't get a chance to play, they get a greater appreciation of the what it is to be able to play. And I think DeQuell showed that last year with the way he played. And, you know, you see guys sometimes when they get hurt, they take off and they just don't get involved. DeQuell was over here and he was involved the whole two seasons that he wasn't able to play. And I think it benefited him quite greatly last year.
And people lead in different ways. Some are more vocal than others. DeQuell is capable of being a vocal guy, but that's really not his MO. He's a guy who just shows you by example, and I think quietly encourages others, especially the younger players, to follow his work ethic, which is study a lot of film. He talked about this yesterday, that this offseason, one of the big things he wanted to do once guys were getting back to town is get them together and really drill into watching tape.
Dave Adolph, who used to coach here, used to have a saying, do you want to be a professional football player or do you want to be a professional that plays football? And I think DeQuell Jackson is a professional that plays football.
That's a great way to put that. And going along those lines, adapting to a new defense, to have the switch from the 3-4 to the 4-3, to have Dick Geron's approach to things, which are very different than those previously of Rob Bryan as defensive coordinator here, that took some doing. When you watch DeQuell make the conversion to that, transition to that, what were some of the things that stood out to you, Doug, as far as how well he was able to apply that?
Well, Phil Taylor and Atava Rubin were the two things that stood out. But
that,
I mean,
didn't hurt.
Anytime you get two big bodies that can play in front of you, that definitely helps. But, you know, DeQuell, you know, he studies the game. He understands it. He's one of those guys that can anticipate what an offense is doing, and that makes him a step ahead of the game. And, you know, this is a game of quickness, and DeQuell, I think, has shown that he's taken advantage. You know, he might not be the biggest middle linebacker in the league, but, you know, by mentally being able to match up with the different quarterbacks and the different offenses, I think he's shown that he can play that big.
And it seems that the range that a middle linebacker needs to have, right, that ability to cover a lot of ground, is well suited for a guy who runs as well as he does.
Yeah, and I mean, DeQuell obviously had some arm problems, but he didn't have any leg problems, and DeQuell's right. always been one of those guys that has the quickness and the speed to you know, really accelerate into the hole, and the fact that, you know, mentally he's on top of the game, that makes him even quicker, because so often you see a lot of young guys that are thinking and instead of reacting, where DeQuell can react because of his knowledge of the football game.
And again, talking about this from the perspective of a former player, when an organization takes care of a key guy, takes care of a guy that's obvious to take care of, and when you think about this, and it's not always that simple to look at it, but he's a guy who was inherited by this regime, by the Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert regime, and Pat Shurmur comes in as a new coach, and Dick Geron comes in as a new defensive coordinator. A lot of times, those guys who are from the previous regime or regimes can get overlooked or treated like, well, really, you're not a guy we brought in, so they don't get embraced, right? This particular regime saw that immediately in DeQuell what they had, and I just think that's another added plus, that it shows you that regardless of where you came from and how you got here, if you're a good player, a good guy, a good example, good locker room guy, that it's going to, you know, that you're going to get your payoff in the end.
Yeah, I think, you know, we saw that when Bill Belichick came in. All of a sudden we saw Mike Johnson and Clay Matthews end up going elsewhere. And, you know, with DeQuell, I think, you know, he understands that, you know, this is an opportunity. And, you know, with that said, you know, he earned it because he kept himself in shape even though, you know, he had the injury problems.
Right.
And when the time came to turn the green light on, you know, he was 100%. And, yeah, you have to be on the same page and not fight the new regime that comes in, and you have to open embrace what they're trying to do. And if a player goes in with an open mind and not saying, well, I'm only doing this, you know, I did it this way, I did it that way, and not be flexible in your thinking, you know, your tenure is not going to be too long. And DeQuell is a very smart football player, and, you know, just as we've said before, you won't find better people.
He is the Browns analyst on the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon, joining us, and, of course, former standout offensive lineman for the Browns. And, Doug, when we look at how this signing, this big piece of the puzzle with DeQuell Jackson, having that in place, how it would impact the rest of what the Browns look at in free agency, first, internally, you have Phil Dawson, you have Peyton Hillis, but also externally, you can look at other positions. Linebacker is now something, middle linebacker, you would cross off that list. And I don't know if they ever were going to lose DeQuell, because maybe the worst case scenario was he would have been franchise tagged, so they would have had a 1-year solution on him. But just your thoughts on how this impacts the rest of what this team does free agency wise.
Well, I think we all agree that, you know, one of the problems is the depth at the linebacker position. So now you can, you know, start looking for backups rather than starters. And I think it also encourages other guys in free agency, because, you know, those guys that have been associated with DeQuell know what kind of person he is and what kind of football player he is. And he's the kind of guy that, you know, you want to be around. You know, he's a solid guy. He's a guy that you know what you're going to get every Sunday. You're going to get 100%. And I think it's, you know, just a big plus to put your core people under contract for, you know, long term. They did it with Joe Thomas, and
right.
You know, obviously Joe five years, five Pro Bowls. That speaks for itself. And DeQuell, you know, got shortchanged last year over in Hawaii, but you know, that's sometimes because of the reputation of others rather than the production.
Yeah, you're right about that. And then you look at, again, what this team might be able to do now. There's a franchise tag available. Maybe that's applied to a Phil Dawson again, or maybe not, depending on what they do. But, you know, there are, at least they can proceed with some freedom, I guess, or a sense of luxury that, hey, we can do some different things with these people. And then the draft becoming part of this, too. How you look at those positions that need to be addressed based on what you do or don't do in free agency.
Yeah, it's the domino effect. I mean, once you get your core people lined up, then you have an idea of what you want to do in free agency and, you know, who might be available, which will kind of dictate your draft board sometimes. So, you know, anytime you can get good young players and you've got a Taba Rubin that's just a great player up front, Phil Taylor, who's got a tremendous upside. Shear had a great year. So you got some of that front seven. You know, the other part, though, is Chris Gokhan. You know, you brought him in, and he showed that not only can he play the weak side, he can play the strong side. So you have flexibility within your linebackers. And, you know, Scott Fujita, unfortunately, has been hurt at the end of the last two seasons. But, you know, you also know you got to look to the future and, you know, build some depth there. So, you know, it gives them a little more definition, I think, when they go into the draft.
Do you like some of these moves that this team has made from a coaching staff standpoint? Of course, you bring in Brad Childress as the new offensive coordinator. That's the biggest one. But it looks like they found a good, solid replacement for Jerome Henderson, who had done a nice job as secondary coach by bringing in Tim Houck to replace him. And Nolan Cromwell joins the staff. I know you know Nolan from his playing days. And just your thoughts on what's some of these tweaks and changes to the coaching staff.
Well, I think, you know, you're bringing in people that players can relate to. And, you know, I remember Nolan Cromwell as a safety. He was a great safety, and he was a guy that just played hard. And when you get somebody like that that has that voice of experience, and when they say something, it means something because they've been there and done that, I think it adds a lot of value to it.
All right, we are just getting started here with Doug Deacon. We've got much more to talk about. We're going to get into what he thinks about some of the offensive linemen that the Browns might be looking at for the draft ahead. And the combine, the performances there, RG3 and company. So we'll hit that as we continue on with Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick and take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a loop.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
At Discount Drug Mart, it's our goal to keep customers healthy and happy, and that means convenience when filling prescriptions. Discount Drug Mart welcomes all Express Scripts customers. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotic medications, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacy that saves you time and money, visit Discount Drug Mart today.
Shopping Discount Drug Mart is quick and convenient, open every day, including holidays.
Here's Huey from Memphis, and I ain't just talking about the city, Memphis. I'm talking about the smash hit Broadway musical, Hockadoo! You're rock
carol. Experience the excitement, the love, the rhythm, the rebellion, the passion, and the music of Memphis. See the Tony Award-winning best musical and the one Broadway show that explodes off the stage. Memphis lives in you. February 28th through March 11th. Tickets at 216-241-6000 or playhousesquare.org.
Children learn to read on the laps of their parents. Did you know nearly two-thirds of low-income families have no children's books at home? So here's how you can help. Become a part of the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program today. Bring a new or gently used children's book to any Half Price Books between now and March 31st. Drop it off in the Half Pint Library donation box. It's that simple. At the end of the drive, Half Price Books will match your donations and distribute to local organizations for kids in need. Help us share the love of reading with young children and their families. Remember, one good book can help inspire a lifelong reader. And only with your contributions can a Half Pint Library become a reality. To learn more about the Half Price Books Half Pint Library program or to find a store near you, visit hpb.com. The Half Pint Library Book Drive. It's kids' books from the community for the community.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
back with you on this Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Yours truly, Vic Carucci. Glad you're hanging out with me and the rest of us on this show. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney talk about hanging out for some fun this summer. Put this on the calendar. Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. They're going to be together for the first time in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, it's driven, this second half of our conversation with the one and only Doug Deacon. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Back with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network and a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Doug, the Combine just wrapping up today, but the headlines, as usual, center around quarterbacks. And the biggest, I guess, would be with Robert Griffin III and how well he ran. That 4.38 40 really stood out. Even though people knew he was fast, I guess when you attach a number like that to it for a quarterback, pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to see him have to run that fast,
right,
obviously. And you know, he's a tremendous athlete, and his position in the draft is probably going up instead of down, which is a good thing for him. It's a bad thing for the Browns because that means the price tag could be higher. And you know, when you get into a draft and if you start to mortgage your future by giving away draft picks, sometimes you miss the big picture, which is the other 21 guys that you're going to put out in the field as starters. So I think Tom Heckert and his people are going to have to take and say, is this the value of what they
right.
want for him? Are we going to get that back? And can we afford to, give away some of our future to get that? And so far, Tom Hecker's done a heck of a job making good decisions.
He really has. And you're right about that. The common reaction about RG3's performance, and he didn't throw the ball, so this is like, it's pretty interesting that his stock does have a definitive sense of rising, even though he didn't pick up a football and throw it for the personnel people and scouts to see there. But measuring at 6'2 plus was a big deal, and you heard more and more, not just media people, but football people say it was important to have that established, and then going out and running what he did. And you said it too, that you don't want him to have to run, but you can also see creatively how you build in plays that have him take the ball, and I could just envision him blowing past a lot of those defenders at a moment when you say, okay, can you pick up the big throw on third down? Well, now they flushed him, and boom, he's gone.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of flexibility in your offense. It gives you, makes the defense have to defend an extra person when you've got a running quarterback. I guess the question then comes, how many really running quarterbacks have won Super Bowls? And probably the only guy would be Steve Young that I can think of for the most part that was a good running quarterback.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steve was also a very, you know, good passer, too. So,
right.
You know, I think, you know, the game has evolved a little bit with the more athletic quarterback. But with that said, you know, we you want to see the Super Bowl rings on those guys so that you know that that's the direction that's going to be the future of the NFL.
Yeah, to a certain degree, I'll say with Ben Roethlisberger, he's not your classic runner, but he is a guy who moves a lot and improvises a lot on the move. And as much as that might be just Ben's thing, and I'm not sure how many other quarterbacks duplicate that all that well, but I can envision this guy being somewhat like that because of his you know, remarkable quickness and then having an arm to go with it.
Yeah, and I mean, then comes the discipline. Do you take off and run, or do you sit and wait for somebody to come open? And, you know, there's a fine line because, you know, a lot of guys have a tendency to, you know, get some nervous feet back there and take off because they know they can run. But by the same token, you know, the NFL game is now involved into a pass-first game, and that's, you know, what you're looking for in a quarterback.
And the quarterback conversation in this draft, of course, isn't complete unless you bring up Andrew Luck's name, the presumptive top overall pick of the Colts. He goes and runs a 4.6 40, which, and the amazing part of this is that Cam Newton, the very mobile guy who is now leading the Carolina Panthers, top overall pick last year, was like a little slower than that. He was like a 4.7. So Andrew Luck is not a slow player.
No, that was pretty impressive, you know, because everybody had always talked about RG3 speed, but when Luck put up that number, I think a lot of people said, wow, you know, this guy is the total package.
He really looks like that. We're visiting with Doug Deacon, of course, from the Browns Radio Network on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Okay, now we get into your area of expertise, offensive line. A lot said about Matt Khalil, who is from Southern Cal, and a guy who did not disappoint at the combine physically, looked the part in every possible way with strength and athleticism. 6'7", 306. Nice numbers for a guy that you want to see play offensive tackle in the NFL.
And hopefully the St. Louis Rams saw that. You would like them very much to take him at the second spot.
And but,
you know,
push Griffin down.
But the thing is, you know, we have a need for offensive line. We need to build some depth, especially at the right tackle position. And, you know, you see some of these guys, and, you know, everybody gets kind of involved in the strength part of it. And I always thought, I don't care how big and strong you are, if you can't move your feet, you're not worth a darn. And, you know, the footwork part of it, I think, is a part that, you know, a lot of scouts, you know, have to evaluate, because if you're, you know, you move like a glacier, you know, that's not going to help your quarterback.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, because there's a lot of talk about Mike Adams, the tackle from Ohio State. He measures out 6'7", 323, you know, big guy, big, long torso, long arms. I mean, he's a big man in every possible way, and I got to see him up close first down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl, and then seeing him at the Combine. But the story about him from the Combine, unfortunately for him, was on the bench press. He did not rep out very well, and in fact, when I say rep out, he didn't have the numbers pushing 225 to the extent that other tackles have, and the conclusion is that, well, maybe there's an issue or a concern here about strength. What's your, because you brought up footwork, and the plus with Mike Adams is he moves really well. He's got pretty good feet.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things, you said he has long arms, and I think sometimes for guys with long arms, it's tougher to do the bench presses than it is with the guy with the little short, compact motion. But with that said, you know, I think, you know, strength is something you can build. I mean, every team's got a strength coach, and
right.
It's a matter of how much does the guy want to improve. And there'd be a tremendous upside when you start talking about a 320-pound guy to add strength to his body. So if he's, you know, I think this comes down to the personal interview and find out what kind of person he is, and is he willing to go that extra mile to become a better football player rather than just, you know, trying to make it on the God-given talents.
Right. And as you look at how it would apply to the Browns, because, you know, I think we can figure out that right tackle would be an area to address in one form or another. I mean, if, even if Tony Pastos is able to fight his way through and be there for part of or the start of the 2012 season, we'll see how that all plays out. But he was a guy that was plagued by some injuries and just was, you know, the whole story was just him fighting through. So you want to have that steady guy that you know can be there from the very start. And you certainly have to get younger at every position. I just wondered your thoughts about where you're looking for maybe a right tackle versus a left tackle, and that's locked down by Joe Thomas. Tackles are tackle. You want a guy who I guess can play both, but to start out with right tackle, that's mostly the power position, the run blocking spot.
Yeah, that's the power side, and I mean they always say most teams are right-handed,
right?
But you know, the guy on the right side doesn't have to have the feet of the guy on the left side. Although I can remember Peter Hathazy telling me, you know, one time in a contract negotiation, we'd like to pay you this, this, and this, but you're only a left tackle. Those days have changed, but
that's the money spot.
That's the money spot. Yeah, but you know, I think, you know, if you don't have to play in space probably as much over there, because you can put, you know, a lot of teams will put the tight end over there to help it.
Right.
And you know, I think you also have to give Tony Pastos credit. You know, his play last year was substandard to what, you know, he was accustomed to, but by the same token, you know, he gritted it out, lined up, and played every Sunday for him when he could, because that's the kind of toughness that you want in an offensive lineman.
Sure.
And, you know, a healthy Tony Pastos and a young developmental tackle would be a nice thing to have.
And it seems like it's setting up for the Browns, almost no matter what, how this plays out, when you look at them starting out with 9 picks, and then even if there is some kind of a trade, let's just assume that, you know, some deal is made to allow them to move up to get a Robert Griffin, then you're still likely looking at a package that remains of 7 picks. You can hit these other areas. I mean, you don't necessarily hit them in the first round, but you can hit them high enough up where, you know, names on this list that are still pretty good football players, I think, at the tackle position. I don't know how deep yet it runs, and I think there's been varied opinions on that, but you probably can find somebody.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you see teams take, you know, when once a team gets good, they have that ability to build depth because their starters are there, and then
right.
The other guy is, you know, behind them for a period of time. And I think, you know, the key is to get the left tackle. Once you get the left tackle, then you can get things in place. And then the Browns have a bonus because they have Steinbach coming back next year. So that's almost like another draft choice compared to what, you know, they had this year, because he gives you, you know, a little bit more flexibility, I think, in the running game with his ability to pull and get outside. And, you know, Steiny is a tough, physical, old-school football player. So, you know, it really kind of squeezes down maybe that one position that you need to look at, and that would be, the backup right tackle to make sure that, you know, you have somebody there in case the Pastos can't make it.
Perfect. Doug, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you again after, I don't know, a couple more of your golf trips.
Sounds good to me.
He is.
Do I get golf balls for playing?
we'll find some somewhere. He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. In stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
Auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38 mile per gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
For the first time together in 10 years, Corona Light presents Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw. Brothers of the Sun Tour, July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Plus, special guests, Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and Jake Cohen, Kenny Chesney, Tim McGraw. Tickets are on sale now. Available at Ticketmaster.com or call 800-745-3000.
The new computer lab sure is popular, Shelley.
Oh, I've heard. And I'm setting up 4 more stations next week. When it comes to passions, Shelley tops the list. She heads the IT department for our local school system. Not long ago, she came to me and my team at Time Warner Cable Business Class with an idea. Let students take classes from any of the district's 10 schools without leaving their own classrooms. After all, the more resources the kids have, the more they'll learn. When I met with Shelley, we came up with a way to connect all the schools with an Ethernet solution. Now she can stream high-def video between locations. Who knows what Shelley will think of next? Helping students learn is Shelley's business. I'm proud she's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit TWCBC.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Very happy to have you with us here. We're back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as the Deke just said. Hey, Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever with tickets starting at $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, which is in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game. We had a conversation in Indianapolis at the Combine with Albert Breer, good buddy from NFL Network. Asked him about the biggest story coming out of the Combine.
I think the way this story is going to develop, if you want to compare buzz-wise and what the story of this whole draft season is going to be, last year was Cam Newton. I don't think it's luck this year because I think it's too obvious what's going to happen. There's nothing to argue there. It's a clean prospect. There's just, he's been out there for so long that, you know, the story's kind of run its course. The story here, I think, will be Robert Griffin and how it all plays out with him. You know, obviously, he's a very intriguing prospect. He's a bit of a projection, so there's things that you can argue about there. And then the really interesting thing is I think most people expect him to go second overall. The question is where he's going to land. And obviously, the St. Louis Rams are very happy with Sam Bradford. And, you know, they're going to trade that pick. And, you know, the whole Griffin Derby here. Who's going to get him? How's he going to wind up? Where's he going to land? You know, what's going to take for a team to move up, like a Cleveland, like a Miami, like a Redskins? It's going to take for a team to move up and get him. There's a lot of balls in the air right now with that, and it should make it pretty interesting here.
Beyond the quarterback derby, what kind of manipulating and maneuvering do you sort of sense and feel that teams are going to do? And is this the type of draft that even some other positions that lends itself to people, going to X spot to get a Justin Blackman or Y spot to get somebody else? Do you get any sense that there's a greater willingness among teams to do that sort of thing?
Right. I know what you're saying. I think one of the things with this interesting here is how the new CBA is going to affect this draft. And you saw it a little bit last year. There was an anticipation that there was going to be rookie control over the rookie salaries. And the Falcons certainly had that in mind to a certain degree when they traded all the way up from 27-6 to get Julio Jones. But I think even more so now, you're going to have those top 10 picks that used to be seen as toxic because of the dollar numbers that were attached to them. Now teams can trade them. You know, now they're going to be, now they're marketable commodities because of the salary control. Because not only do you have very reasonable numbers for 4 years, the fifth year option, you know, you can get out of it if you need to, or you can keep the guy for a reasonable number after that, and then you can franchise him. So you've got so much control over the young players now at the top of the draft, a lot more than you used to. You know, it makes those picks a lot more marketable. You know, in the past, of course, what you saw was, you know, you see these, some of the contracts can choke teams. Jamarcus Russell, obviously, the St. Louis Rams had some top five picks clogging their salary cap up. Look at the Detroit Lions now. They hit on a few of them, and they're going to have issues re-signing Matt Stafford, Calvin Johnson, and Dominic Sue. That's a good problem to have, but because of the numbers at the end of those big contracts, it's harder to renegotiate those things. So there were a plethora of problems that went along with having a top 10 pick in the past. Those don't exist anymore. So, you know, Matt Khalil or Justin Blackman, if you really want a guy like that, it's more palatable for a team to go up and make that type of move. And because of that, not only the St. Louis Rams, but also the Vikings or the Browns or the Buccaneers, teams in that top five, if they want to trade out, that option really exists, and you can get a lot of capital for it. Where in the past, when teams would be moving up, they would tell, you know, they tell the trading partner, hey, you're going to save money by moving down, so we don't have to give you as much. The Jets said that to the Browns back when they traded for the Mark Sanchez deal in 2009, and that's the only top five pick that was traded over the last, 6 years, I think. Pretty amazing. Then the draft's going to change quite a bit because of the financials.
How about free agency with the start date of March 13th? How does that impact? I mean, it's enough of a distance or a gap between this event and when it starts. I'm thinking that could affect some strategy and the fact that there will be at least, double the number of free agents available.
Yeah, I mean, there's 700 free agents available. It's unbelievable. But that's the effect of having the uncapped year rules, where you had five and six-year guys that were restricted. And, you know, so now it's kind of like the floodgates are opening, and a lot of those guys are coming free now, which is, you know, great for the players. And, you know, you're also going to have teams that are going to be operating with a lot of cap room. You know, Kansas City, Jacksonville, Tampa have got a lot of cap room, not only based on what they've spent now, but also the rollover cap room. And just from a cash flow standpoint, those teams are going to have to spend, because, you know, when the salary floor kicks in 2013, well, you know, you're going to have that rollover money. You're going to have to be paying forward then. So there's going to be a lot of money spent. Like you said, I think it gives teams a better chance. The timing of it gives teams a better chance to reset. And you get out of the combine, you do your draft prep and everything else, and you can kind of reset things a little bit. It'll be an interesting year from that standpoint. And again, you know, the quarterback situation out there with Matt Flynn and with Peyton Manning, you know, it should make it fascinating, because timing is going to be important too, like you said. So Matt Flynn, the guy's going to, you know, presumably be the first guy off the board. And then, you know, what happens with Flynn depends a lot on whether or not Peyton Manning, whether or not a team is willing to stick their neck out and sign still rehabbing Peyton Manning. And then, or do you want to wait till the draft? So there's a lot of stuff going on at once. It's going to be exciting the next 2 months.
We're visiting with Albert Breer from NFL Network and NFL.com. Does the glut of players change or impact maybe the type of money that will be spent? Well, can we figure on maybe the dollars being lower just because of the numbers being there, and that your tiers, the tiers of free agency will be maybe more defined or more finely defined?
Well, you would think so, because if you have 4 or 5 guys out there, say the receivers, you know, if Vincent Jackson isn't franchised, if he's out there, and then you have Brandon Lloyd, and then you have DeSean Jackson maybe available on the trade with the Eagles after he's franchised, you would think that effect would be out there. You know, Mike Wallace, another one. You'd think that effect would be out there where, you know, teams could play those guys against each other. And if there's not, you know, 10 teams looking for a blue chip receiver, then, you know, there could be a problem for the players. The flip side of it, again, I think that the wild card in all of it is you're Kansas City, you're Jacksonville, you're Tampa that has to spend. How are those teams going to get themselves up from a cash flow and a cap standpoint, get themselves ready for the salary for 2013? Should make it fascinating. And, you know this, Vic, something I've learned, too, over the course of the last however long I've been covering the league now, it's all it takes is one team. One team overspends and changes the market. You know, what's going to happen if Calvin Johnson gets $15 million a year, like he might from the Fitzgerald deal? Well, the receivers are going to be looking for it. So that's something that's got to shake out. New economics, of course, and a lot of players, too, are going to be looking towards 2014 when the new television deal is coming in, presumably with Capital Way.
Based on the best of what you know, talking with different club folks here and before you got here, the deepest position in this draft and the shallowest position?
I think the deepest position, well, you've got, I've heard the defensive tackles are very good. I think the offensive linemen, very, very good. And what I understand, from what I understand, what's interesting about it is you got Matt Coyle, who's seen as a, you know, your prototype, your Joe Thomas, your Jake Long, he's that guy in this draft. And then after that, both on the interior and at tackle, there's a lot of very good players, but not elite players. And so it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, because it's possible, say you get the 15th pick, well, it's possible teams can look at that and say, well, we can get just as good a player in the second round, let's address another position here. So the offensive lineman, I think there's a lot of good interior offensive linemen, a lot of good defensive tackles. My understanding is the receiver position's got some depth to it as well. As far as weak spots, my understanding is there's not a ton of pass rushers, and the safety position is also very weak beyond Mark Barron. And the interesting thing about the safety position is that it's really becoming an epidemic, and the NFL is going to have a hard time finding safeties. What's happening in the college game is your old 210-pound safety is getting moved down to linebacker in college to combat the spread offense. And so now you've got smaller corners who can't tackle playing, getting moved over to safety, and the NFL is having a real problem filling that position, where just 5-6 years ago you saw a ton of guys coming out of that position. So I'd say safeties and the pass rushers, difficult to find some of those guys. There's a question of who's going to be the second running back behind Trent Richardson. So I'd look at those positions being shallow, and again, defensive tackle, interior offensive lineman, some depth at receiver is some good spots in this particular class.
Great stuff, Albert. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks, Vic.
And we are going to have some questions answered for you, the ones you've submitted to the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. That is up next. So make sure you're with us, sticking with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
now. Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
That was the first and last time I rode a water buffalo bareback. And so it begins. My co-workers and I make our way to a community table for happier hours at Bonefish Grill. Such atmosphere. It tingles not just my senses, but my very soul. The eclectic blend of music lifts our spirits higher than 1,000 angels on air mattresses. Our bartender mixes a raspberry vodka Collins to a note of a different kind, a mere $5 note. A few shared plates join us. Bang Bang Tacos, Bang Chicken, and Fresh Ceviche all arrive proudly and promptly with the type of sachet only a plate that costs $5 could exhibit. As I dive in, my happiness cup runneth over.
From 4 to 6:30 p.m., try our new lollipop roll sushi. Albacore and ahi tuna, Atlantic salmon, and sweet crab wrapped in cucumber.
Sushi is calling? Cancel my appointments. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Road here, and it's truck month at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. Get auto show rebates right now. They want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Check out the 2012 Dodge Ram 1500 Quad Cab 4x4 with the Big Horn package. It includes a 5.7 liter Hemi, 20-inch chrome wheels, air conditioning, tilt and cruise, and so much more. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Get this massive ride listed at $36,660 minus the Ganley discount, $4,000, minus the auto show rebate, $3,000. Cash match of $1,000. You pay only $28,660. Truck month and auto show deals now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last long. Call today, 440-232-2121, and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. This offer ends February 29th.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Steve Miller to take us into this final segment of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This is our Ask Vic segment. It, too, is driven by Liberty Ford, where you ask me questions via the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages. By the way, you can also leave some voicemail questions or messages if you want to do that, 855-363-2459 or 440-824-6138. Want to hear yourself on the show? We pick the best of those and put them on the air. We go to the mailbox to Facebook. The question from Claire. Will the Browns really trade the whole draft for RG3? Or would we rather use our picks for depth this year? And if Colt doesn't work out, trade the whole draft next year for Matt Barkley? That's the USC quarterback who chose not to come out this year and is waiting, to come out, we think, in 2013. Here's my take on that. I think you use the term whole draft. I don't know that that's what it will take to get RG3. With 9 picks, remember, this is a team that stockpiled some picks by trading with Atlanta last year, the whole Julio Jones trade that allowed the Falcons to get that receiver and allowed the Browns to get some extra picks to take into this year's draft. I think when you're looking at the potential here, that after making whatever deal is necessary to make to move up, if that's what it takes to get RG3 with what is, you know, presumed right now to be the number 2 overall pick of the draft, you could still have some picks left over, and you could still have a lot left. You're not necessarily giving up all of your draft. To assume that that's what it takes to get there is assuming a lot right now. I'm not convinced that that's what the price is, the entire draft for one guy. And if it is the entire draft for one guy, no, that's not wise, because you leave yourself so thin and with no chance to help yourself elsewhere. This is a team that has other needs besides quarterback. Charles, via Facebook, what's a better winning formula, RG3 and possibly a second-round wide receiver, or Colt McCoy and Justin Blackman, wide receiver, Oklahoma State, and another weapon? With Blackman and another weapon, I'd say this, Charles. The better winning formula is the best quarterback that you can put on the field for this football team. If this club decides that Robert Griffin III is the be-all, end-all, has this rare franchise franchise-changing ability. Not just game-changing, but franchise-changing ability. That's what you decide when you go, as an earlier questioner asked in the, at the top of the show, all in. Then you do that. And it, and if you're staying with Colt McCoy and saying that it's just a matter of putting better players around him, and you passed on that chance, if that's what happens, then you've decided. I don't know that you said Colt McCoy's be all end all, but you have enough confidence to go forward with him and say you're going to get better with him by putting people around him. My feeling is you've got to get dramatically better offensively, and I want to see more of RG3. Before I arrive at telling you he's the only answer. I want to see him throw more. I've seen a lot of him on tape. I like what I see. But I want to see the workouts now and see what comes out of that. And then Rocky asked, why do we keep drafting quarterbacks? Start building around the quarterback we have now to play off of your point, Charles. Rocky, you do that because if you don't think you've got it right, you keep drafting quarterbacks. Yes, it can be a quandary. It could put you in a hole if you keep doing it over and over and over again. They want to stop that. We want to thank Doug Deacon and Albert Breer and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and my great producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stick around for more on ESPN 850 WKNR.